So we're going to talk about beginning with what we call a curiosity mindset, Now, here are some characteristics that really represent what we mean by a curiosity mindset. Okay, so we see the opportunity in change. We've already talked about that, haven't we? Right? We can make it better. Right? If anybody remembers, I'm dating myself again, the $6 billion man, if you remember that show, right? We can make him better than he was, right? So, I mean, you know, we want to, if people want to go back to what it was, but if we can make it even better, let's do that. If we can be, I know it's a long time ago, Cheryl. Thanks for reminding me. I'm old school, I'm telling you. But can we find ways to have that paradigm shift to see the opportunity and change, right? Can we be solution-oriented instead of problem-oriented? So when a problem comes up, let's get excited and look for a solution. Now, we're human. It doesn't mean there may be a little level of disappointment, right? Or it's too bad that this came up, or I'm frustrated, whatever. But we want to make that shift as quickly as we can, process through that, and then start to say, now what can we do about it, right? If you ever think about leaders that you know, when something goes wrong, they're immediately thinking. They're thinking about, okay, where are we going to go? How are we going to do it? They're not just reacting emotionally to what happened. They're saying, what are we going to do about it? How do we make it better? Okay? So we have to lead by that example. We want to transfer that type of thinking over to our team members as well. The third point here, the third characteristic, they tend to seek the possible versus the impossible. Okay? We can only focus on what's possible when we look at the unknown, can't we? We have to be willing to be in the unknown a little bit, or as number four says, to be in the question, right? Sometimes we want to have, I think somebody typed this earlier in the chat bubble, I want to have all the answers, I want to know the solutions. But sometimes we need to be in the question and process through that so we find the best path to get the best solution, right? So there's a little patience involved in that too. So ask yourself as we're talking about these, and this rhetorical question for you, are these things that I practice regularly when a quote-unquote problem comes up? Or does my mind, which way does my mind go? Then it may help highlight the areas that you may want to work on, okay? And not just ourselves, but again, our team members, because we're going to talk about how do we get them there as well.